Christ, O Lord. We're coming in the name of Jesus in prayer on tonight, thanking God for his goodness and his mercy. What an awesome time it is to be able to come in before the Lord in prayer, especially on the day that we know that we are preceding the Resurrection Sunday. And so just to be able to pray in the name of Jesus, our resurrected God, our Father, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we're going to pray on tonight, and we pray you will be blessed by the prayers. We're going to pray for the people of God. We're going to pray for the city. We're going to pray, glory to God, and make a divine connection. And we pray that this will bless you as you move forward in your prayer time. There will be others coming behind me on tonight, and so we will be praying collectively. Elder Bertha Robinson will be praying tonight. Bless the Lord. Elder Candace Friesen will be praying on tonight, and Pastor Linda Davis will be praying on tonight, and then of course yours truly. So tonight we thank you, oh God. I thank you. I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you praise. I bless your name for being the sovereign God. I bless you, oh God, that before you were, there was nothing. I bless you, oh God, that there will be nothing after you. I bless you, oh God, that you are the lifter of our heads. I bless you, oh God, on tonight, that you're the Savior of the world. I bless you, oh Lord, for the peace that you've given unto us that passes all understanding. I bless you, oh Lord. You are God, and beside thee there is none other. I bless you, Lord. I lift your name on high. I give you glory. I worship you, Lord, in the beauty of holiness. I thank you, oh God. You said, be ye holy, for I am holy. For without holiness no man shall see the Lord. So we bless you tonight. We thank you for your holiness. We give you glory. We thank and praise you, oh God, that you said we could call things that be not as though they already were. So tonight we come calling in the name of Jesus, calling, oh God, and decreeing and declaring that no soul, Lord, will be lost on our watch. We give you glory, oh God. We thank and praise you right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over every person connected to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus right now, oh God, over those that are listening. We plead the blood of Jesus, for what can wash us whiter than snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission for our sins. So tonight we plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood that washes us whiter than snow. We thank you for the blood. We thank him now. The blood shall never lose its power. And we thank you, oh God, that we can come in and call on the name of Jesus. That name, Lord, that under heaven no other man can be saved except the name of Jesus. And so we bless you. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Let your glory fall in every house. Let your glory fall in every place. Let your glory fall upon men. Let your glory fall upon women. We plead the blood of Jesus. We magnify your name. You're worthy, O God. No sickness and no disease shall come nigh our dwelling place. For we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow of the Almighty. You are our shield and our protection, and we bless you. Under the shadow of your wings, we are covered. We declare it. We declare it. We decree it, that we abide under the shadow of your wings. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. You said in your word that we were obedient, hallelujah, to your word. We will eat the good of of the land. So we thank you now that the good of the land is divine health. You said, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So God, I bless you. God, I thank you that we are prospering in our mind, in our will, and in our motion. Oh, glory to God. We give you praise for the angels that's been encamped around us. Yes, God, have your way. Have your way. You are God. Beside thee, there is no other. And we bless you. Lord, we praise you. We give you honor. Thank you, Jesus. We are amazed by your grace and your unmerited favor. We thank you tonight. We just bless you that brand new mercies we see every morning. Thank you, Lord, for the new mercies that met us this morning. And thank you, Lord, for the new mercies that shall meet us tomorrow morning. Lord, we thank you. There's enough grace for today by itself, so we won't try to borrow from tomorrow. There'll be enough grace to take care of every situation. But Lord, you have said, my grace is sufficient. And we bless you, Lord, for sufficient grace. Sufficient grace to cover the city of Jackson, Tennessee. Every street, every house, every home. Yes, Lord, we apply the blood of Jesus. Yes, God, we call them out, those that are not saved, till they come, Lord, to the plan that you have for them. Yes, Lord, it is not your will that any should perish, but that all will come unto repentance. So tonight, we plead the blood of Jesus, that they will come out. Draw them out, Lord. Draw them out with a mighty stretched arm. Draw them out, Lord, for your glory. Save in this hour. Sanctify in this hour. Set them apart in this hour for the master's use. Yes, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. You came from heaven to earth just to show us the way. We thank you, Jesus, for coming down through 42 generations. We thank you that you came down. Yes, we give you glory. We are amazed by your grace. You came to save and redeem the lost. So we bless you. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord, for the work that was done. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Yes, that you went, hallelujah, and took the cross. Yes, they hung you high, stretched you wide. We bless you. We thank you that you shed it, your blood, your sinless blood. Yes, you did. You did it for all of us. We bless you. For scarcely would one dare to die for a righteous man. But who would dare to die for sinners like us? Jesus, you did it. They hung you high, stretched you wide. Thank you for the blood that came streaming down. Thank you for the blood. Yes, nobody else could have did it. Nobody else would have. We thank you tonight for that blood. Yes, Lord, and we stand under it. We thank you. Can anything come through the blood? Nothing can get through the blood. Thank you now. Not sickness, not disease. Yes, Lord, and we bind and rebuke in the name of Jesus every form of sickness, every virus, every cold, all flus. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over our digestive system, over our respiratory system, over our skeletal system. We plead the blood of Jesus over our nervous system. The blood of Jesus. Oh God, thank you for the blood. Oh Lord, thank you for the blood. Yes, Lord, thank you tonight for the blood. Oh yes, we plead the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Thank you now, Lord. It'll never lose its power. And we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. That they hung you high, stretched you wide. You died on the cross. Hallelujah. You hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. Oh Lord, hallelujah, that we might have eternal life. And we bless you, and we give you glory. And not only that, we thank you that they took you down from the cross and buried you in a borrowed tomb, because they knew it wouldn't be needed anymore. And thank you now that on the third day you got up with all power, saving power, healing power. So now, Lord, the virus is nothing. So we rebuke the virus. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Send it back to the pit. Coronavirus, dry up. Get your wills and go. We command now by the blood of Jesus, Lord, that you protect the saints of God, and that we will forever give you glory and give you honor and give you praise. Thank you now, Lord, for an obedient spirit. We will obey the laws of the land. Thank you, Lord. We will obey. We give you glory. 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 In Jesus' name.
Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of your wings. I will love thee, O Lord, for you are my rock and my fortress, my God and my deliverer, my strength, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. We bless your name on tonight, O God. We give you glory. We praise you. We lift you up. We exalt your name, because there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. So it's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we come. And we put a hedge around the body of Christ on tonight. North, east, south, and west. We bless you on tonight, God, for a fence around your people. No hurt, no harm, and no danger in Jesus' name. We cover families on tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you on tonight, God, that we do not walk in fear, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a peace of love and of a sound mind. We're concerned, God, but we're not in fear. So we pray on tonight, God, for the body of Christ, that there's no sickness nor disease, God, that can come nigh us. We plead the blood of Jesus on tonight, just as the blood was placed over the doorpost, God, for the children of Israel, and the death angel passed by. We do it in the spirit on tonight, God. We thank you on tonight, God, that it shall not come nigh us. We believe today, God, because you are God of truth. You are God that keeps your promise. And so we thank you on tonight, God, that you are a God that cannot lie. We praise you on tonight, God, that you are our way maker. We bless you on tonight, God, for being a miracle worker. We bless you on tonight, God, for being a promise keeper. We thank you on today, God, that you are light in darkness, and that you are our God, our personal Savior, the light in us, oh God, that shines because of you. We believe it to be so. on tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, around the body of Christ, God, that we're safe and secure in your arms, and that no weapon formed against us can prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray over the city on today, God, that the people walk in obedience, God, to those in authority in this hour and in this season, God, that we know what it means to submit, even when we may not understand everything, but that we come under submission and obedience in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray over those in authority, God. We pray over them as they do their assignment and their duties in this hour, that they are directed by you, in this hour, O God, that the wisdom that they need in this season, is given by you, O God. We pray over the nurses, over the doctors, those on the front line, God, putting their own lives at risk, in order to minister to the needs of others. We pray their strength, God, from the time that they're working, the hours that they're working, God. We pray a refreshing and renewing in their physical bodies, and we pray over their minds, that even, God, as they're doing their assignment, that their own families are saved, in this hour, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that their labor is not in vain. We praise you for them right now, God, and we give you glory for them, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they continue to do the work, for it is a good work, God. Thank you for compassion that is being given, God, to everyone that they encounter, on every single day, in Jesus' name, and I pray, God, that even through this situation, that we learn even the more as people, how to be compassionate to one another, that as a result, God, of this season, that we understand, God, and know, that you've taken us to a place, God, where we had to pause and appreciate, and look around and see, all the great things that you're doing, God. You slow down, our busy pace, and say, get in my face, and seek me. So God, we praise you, that through the storm, God, you will bring us to a place where we draw even the more closer to you, in this hour, we're depending on you, and we're resting in you, and we're walking with you, in this hour, we put a hedge around us, God, against the storm, against the weather, God, we put up a barricade, in the spirit, God, that no lives will be lost, God, we thank you, God, for our safety in you, we speak it now, before the weather reports, before anything comes, God, that there's no injuries, no loss of life, God, in any shape, form, or fashion, we believe it to be so, God, that your ministering angels, are encamped around us, and that we're safe in your very perfect arms, we give you glory, God, we give you praise and honor, for your faithfulness to us, because there's none like you in all the earth. We love you, God. We give you praise and we give you honor on tonight. And we say thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. We honor you in this place, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the spirit of this moment. We thank you for the honor and the privilege of prayer. We thank you that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find help. We thank you that you are a very present help in a time of trouble, Lord God. We thank you that you're still a way maker, Lord God. We thank you that you're still a wonder working God, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, first and the last, author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. The one that was, that is, and is to come. We honor you in this place, Lord Jesus. We hallel you, Father God. We shabak and toda before you. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Lord God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, Lord God. The earth is still full of your glory. The heavens still declare your splendor, Lord God. The earth is still the Lord's, Lord God. We honor you in this place. How majestic is your name in all the earth, Lord God. We bless you tonight in this place in the name of Jesus. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, Lord God. We bless you in this place, Lord God. Our King, Father God, King of King and Lord of Lords, the great I am, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father, the mighty God. We bless you in this place in the name of Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world. We bless you, Lord God. When we weren't thinking about you, Father God, you were thinking about us. We honor you in this place tonight. Let God be magnified in the name of Jesus. Be lifted up, Lord God, and let your train fill the temple. Every home listening, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. We cast down every imagination and high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God in the name of Jesus. We come casting down fear and worry and anxieties, Lord God, in every home in the name of Jesus. We bless you in this place tonight, Lord God. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, there is none like you, Lord God. We honor you in the name of Jesus. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, Lord God. In the beginning was God. Everything you made was great, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we honor you in this place tonight. In the name of Jesus, worthy is the Lamb of God. Bless your name in this place in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you that you're using this time in the name of Jesus to do a restorative work in our city, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The Bible declares that you cause all things to work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you're doing a restorative work. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that Corona, Lord God, is coming to an end. In the name of Jesus, we bless you tonight in this place, Lord God. We honor you tonight in this place, Lord God. There is none like you, Lord God. Prince of Peace, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We cast down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of infirmity tonight in the name of Jesus, manifesting itself in the form of COVID-19 in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that it's disseminating, it's coming to an end in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus covers our city, Lord God. And Father God is being held back in the name of Jesus. We bless you in this place tonight. On the east, Lord God. On the north, Lord God. On the south, Lord God. On the west, Lord God. You have set up angels, Lord God, to keep it from taking over our city in the name of Jesus. It will not take over our homes, Lord God. It will not take over our hospitals, Lord God. It will not take over our community, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you're causing the enemy to stand down even now in Jesus' name. Not by power or by might, but by your spirit. And because you are the only true and living God. Because there is none like you and no one else can do what you do. We bless you in this place tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you now that it's standing down in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, it avails much. You're causing your hand to keep it at bay in the name of Jesus. It will not overtake us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You are causing it, Father God, to go, Father God, out in seven directions in the name of Jesus. Instead of our numbers increasing, they are decreasing even now in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, not by power, by might, but by your spirit, because you are God, even now in Jesus' name. You are causing the people to stay in, and you are causing the virus to go down in the name of Jesus. You are cleansing the atmosphere even now with the blood of Jesus. And Father God, in the power of your anointing, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name in this place. Father God, you're getting up in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus, and you're causing, Father God, the precious, Father God, to come into balance. Nothing like storms, nothing like catastrophe, nothing like loss of life in the name of Jesus. Not by power, by might, but by your spirit and through your power and your anointing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, when we come on the other side of this, we speak restoration and healing in our, Father God, in our community, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, our people will not go back to the way we were, in the name of Jesus. We will be a people who have come, Father God, to a place of change, in the name of Jesus. People are coming to know you for real in this season, in the name of Jesus. Pastors coming into true relationship, preaching the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. We will not come out of this crisis and forget Christ, in the name of Jesus. Great revival has hit the land through this. A great restorative power has hit the church, in the name of Jesus. People not being conformed to this world, they are seeing truly, Lord God, this world and everything in it is fragile and it is passing away, in the name of Jesus. People will begin to grab a hold to Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, in the name of Jesus. Men's hearts are turning to you like never before in this season, in the name of Jesus. Not by power, by might, but by your spirit, even in this house, Lord God, men's hearts are turning towards you like never before, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. People, Lord God, having a hunger and thirst for righteousness, that they might be filled, in the name of Jesus. Stop desiring the things of the world, Lord God. No more lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, in the name of Jesus. A true hunger for the true and the living God, in the name of Jesus. People, Lord God, on their bed of affliction right now with COVID, you're bringing healing, deliverance, restoration, even now in the name of Jesus. And when they get up from this place, they will not forget it was God who brought them out with a mighty stretched arm, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just bless you in this place. We speak healing over Jackson Madison County General Hospital, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over every room, the ICU unit, Father God. Every, Father God, other room, in the name of Jesus. It will be contained in that place, in the name of Jesus. It will not take over our city, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you now for miraculous healing that you're turning, Lord God. Situations that thought, Father God, were, Father, detrimental and terminal, I speak healing and restoration even now in Jesus' name. In dark and dead situations, we speak the light of Christ, in the name of Jesus. People getting up, people they thought, Father God, would die, they're going to live, in the name of Jesus, and declare the works of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless you in this place. Great revival, Lord God, hitting every home,
in the name of Jesus, that we would begin to call on you in a more intimate way and desire you in a greater way in the name of Jesus. A true hunger and thirst for righteousness has hit the land in the name of Jesus. We bless you in this place. We extol you. Be magnified in the name of Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb of God. We honor you in this place. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. Rising of the sun, going down of the same. None like you. We bless you in this place.
Tonight, Lord God, for the very privilege of prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for the saints that have gone before you, Lord, in the behalf of the city of Jackson, Lord. We stand in agreement, God, that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, that your spirit rests heavy in this place on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that your glory fills this temple. We thank you, Lord God, for the very privilege of prayer, that we could come before your throne of grace in the time of need, Lord, that we might obtain grace and mercy, Lord. And certainly we need you on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the saints of God who have a passion for prayer. We thank you, God, for those on tonight, Lord God, who sacrificially came to intercede in behalf of another. We thank you, Lord, that we can pray to the Creator of the ends of the universe. And we came with expectancy on tonight, not through form and fashion, but we came tonight because we need an answer from on high. We stand in the gap on tonight, Lord. I know that man says that the coronavirus is a new virus. It's never been seen before. Well, we've got news for the devil and his minions on tonight. We have a God who's never seen anything. We have a God who's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We thank you all tonight, God, for reminding us that never before had a man who had been in a grave for 4 days got up out of the grave. But because there was a healer named Jesus, Lazarus lived again. We praise you on tonight. You are our healer. We thank you on tonight, Lord. You are our Alpha and our Omega. We thank you on tonight that we know that our Redeemer lives. And Lord, we come on tonight on the eve of resurrection morning. And Lord, we're expecting resurrection moments all over Jackson, Tennessee on tonight. In situations where the doctors have walked away, we thank you on tonight for resurrection off the ventilator and resurrected to new life. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise on tonight that when man says he can't, he's just right, God, for you to move. So for the families who are concerned about their loved ones on tonight, we declare, we decree, peace, be still in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for the families who are grieving the passing of their loved ones when they couldn't hold their hands. when they couldn't say farewell. Oh God, we thank you on tonight that even now there is a balm in Gilead. We pray on tonight you would heal their hearts and somebody would come running. And now that they've seen this thing is real, help me to know what must I do to be ready when my time comes? What must I do to be saved? And we've got good news on tonight. We know that our Redeemer lives for such a time as this. God, we bless you on tonight. We're not walking in fear. You didn't give us a spirit of fear. We've got power on tonight. We've got a sound mind on tonight. Our mind is stayed on Jesus. It's not the news report, but it is the report of the Lord. And you are our God who healeth us on tonight. Thank you, Lord, that your desire for us is that we might prosper and be in good health. We claim your word on tonight. We stand on it boldly in the name of Jesus. We cancel every lie from the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. Your people shall not walk in fear. Your people shall not back up to the coronavirus. In the name of Jesus, we stand steadfast and immovable. We always abound, even in the midst of the coronavirus. We abound in the works of the Lord, and we know that our labor is not in vain. We thank you, Lord. We can worship you through the coronavirus. We thank you on tonight. We can praise you through the coronavirus. We thank you on tonight. We can trust you through the coronavirus. In the name of Jesus now, I stand with everyone that has gone before on tonight. We declare victory in the name of Jesus. As you did for the people of God, we know that when the worshipers and the praisers go out against the enemy, you'll set up ambushments against the enemy. Even though we may not be able to see the coronavirus, you've already gone before us. You've already set up ambushments. In the name of Jesus, we declare victory, and we shall receive the spoil on the other side of this crisis. In the name of Jesus, we pray not only for the country of the United States of America, but for every nation, God, that's dealing with this virus. In the name of Jesus, help everyone to see Muhammad can't heal this virus. Buddha can't heal this virus. But there is a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, even the coronavirus has to bow. We declare and decree, you're on your knees on your way out of the city, coronavirus. In the name of Jesus, we lose healing on tonight. We thank you, God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord. You are our Jehovah Rapha. We stand on your word. We won't walk in fear. We won't walk in doubt. We trust you on tonight, God. You who abideth faithful. We thank you, Lord. You've never left us nor forsaken us. We know we can count on you, Jesus. And while we're praying, Lord, in our spirit we praise you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Guide us, instruct us, teach us the way that we should go. Teach us us the path that we should walk in. Help us, God, to recognize your voice. Help us, God, to respect your voice. Help us, God, to obey your voice. Oh, God, we thank you for realizing there's blessings in obedience, but there's curses in disobedience. So on tonight, Lord, we call the saints to remembrance of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, that's what we're doing tonight. Seek your face, that's what we're doing tonight. Turn from our wicked ways, that's what we're doing tonight. Your word assures us that you will hear from heaven. You will heal our land. We stand on that promise on tonight. We thank you for a remnant who purpose to pray. We thank you for the healing, Jesus. There is a balm. Your name is Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your resurrection. Thank you, Lord. The storm is passing over. Thank you, Lord. The death angel is passing over. Thank you, Lord. I know what the weathercasters say, but I thank you on the front end, Lord. No loss of life. As a matter of fact, we thank you, Lord, that the path of the storm will take another direction. In the name of Jesus, we cancel any loss of life in Jesus' name, and we'll praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We've learned how to praise him in the midst of storms. We've learned how to praise him in sunshiny days. We've learned how to praise you, Lord, when it's raining outside. We've learned how to praise God even when it's a sacrificial praise. We will bless you, Lord, at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth on tonight. Hallelujah. With our hands lifted up, God, we praise you. With our mouth filled with praise, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Alpha and Omega. Bless your holy name, beginning and the end. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, God, that you're not only the Lamb, but that you are the Lion out of the tribe of Judah. Thank you, Lord. We know our Redeemer lives. Thank you, Lord. This world is not our home. Thank you, Lord. We've been redeemed with the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We have this great privilege of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, that the righteous are always blessed in Jesus' name. We've been young now. We're old, but we've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. On tonight, we're filled with your spirit, filled with your power, filled with your wisdom, filled with your hope, filled with a praise in our belly. Hallelujah. We will bless you. We will praise you, Lord. You are good. Your mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. You are our light. You are our salvation. Whom shall we fear? We won't fear coronavirus on tonight. Hallelujah. You are our light, Lord. You are our salvation. Even though war rises against us, we're warring against corona on tonight. We shall not fear. Hallelujah. Even when our enemies, God, come against us to eat up our flesh, they are the ones that'll stumble and fall. So we thank you on tonight. We can cry out, Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. Thank you, God, for healing. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for hope. In the name of Jesus, we cancel the assignment of the wicked one on tonight. Joy, unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. Joy in the midst, God. We praise you on the front end. And we can't wait, Lord, when the saints will be able together again. We sure enough gonna give you praise. But we're not gonna wait until then, Lord, in the privacy of our home, on our knees. We'll cry out, thank you, Lord, in the midst of the storm. Thank you, Lord, we're yet alive and well. Thank you, Lord, for being a covering for our loved ones. Thank you, Lord, for keeping them safe. Thank you, Lord, food on the table. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And God, we bless you. And we praise you for this house of worship, this house of prayer, this house of praise. We give it all to you, God, for it's in you that we live. It's in you that we move. It's in you that we have our being. We give you our best worship. We give you our best praise. Wheresoever two or three are assembled together in your name, that's just right for miracles to happen. That's just right for prayer to be answered. That's just right for praise to go forth. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our Savior lives. Hallelujah, Lord. You're welcome in this place. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you, Lord. There's none like you, Lord, in all the earth. We will bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you and we adore you. We highly esteem you on tonight. We magnify you, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. None like your Lord in all the earth. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This is the conclusion of our intercessory prayer that we have prayed on behalf, glory to God, of the people of God, and prayed on behalf of the city. We have offered a prayer and interceded, glory to God, on tonight against the storm that'll try to rage against us. Lord God, we thank you that when the storm is raging, that you will stand by us. Thank you for being the great standby on tonight. Thank you for this prayer, God. Thank you for those who have prayed, Lord God, out of a sincere heart, God. And we know, Lord God, that we prayed by faith and you've answered by grace. So we bless you for this prayer time. Thank you now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we've covered it all. And we thank you that we stand against the virus that will try to attack our senior citizens. We cover every senior home in this city. We plead the blood of Jesus over every door to every senior home in this city. It stops here in Jesus' mighty name. The blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. Lord God, I thank you for a harvest of angels going into senior homes right now and telling the plague, you got to go in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let them be delivered on tonight from such a disease. I give you praise
praise for it. I give you glory. For Lord God, we know that you're concerned about the widowers. You're concerned about the orphans. And so we bless you now. And we seal this prayer with hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. And it is so. And it is so. And it is so. Give it word praise. It is so. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, you're upholding your word. And we give you glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.